Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Aaron Smith, and I am delighted to lead us in this time where we're still looking at Immeasurably More, our devotional. Today's passage is Acts chapter 24, verses 1 through 24. And what we're looking at is an experience that Paul had when he was put on trial by the governor. In fact, there's something we can learn from what Paul went through. Paul was put on trial for worshiping God, if you can believe that. He was put on trial and he had accusations against his life. They were accusing him of stirring up trouble. They even said that he was a ringleader of just going around doing things that he never did. And yet, God showed up and stood by him through this experience. Paul was accused of being a liar, of being all kinds of things in his community. Paul simply spoke the truth about his experience. And what we learned about this is Paul made his worship worthy of honor. He made his witness true. Paul simply wanted to worship God. Of course, he was not without sin. He was the first to admit, "I am not without sin." In fact, he once called himself the chief sinner. But Paul knew that all he needed to do was to worship God and God alone. And even when he was put in the face of his accusers, he was found innocent. He was found not guilty, even though, of course, we know how the story goes. He was still found blameless. And that's what God did for Paul in this story. And so what can we learn from Paul? What we can learn is that God will show up for us. If we are doing the right thing, if our hearts are pure, he will make sure to see us through. Paul went through something that was very uncomfortable. He didn't understand all that was even being accused, he was being accused of. And yet, God saw him through and made sure that he was well and that he was whole. No, it wasn't comfortable, but he was able to celebrate God and able to be in his right mind. And he was blameless through it all. Isn't God good? Isn't there a way that God just finds us and makes sure that no matter what is said against us, no matter what we go through, he will see us through? People of God, won't you pray with me as we reflect on this? Gracious God, we know that you are able, and we thank you that you go before us, oh God. Even when we face trials, even when we face things that are said that are not true, you make a way, oh God. And so, God, help us to live lives worthy of our calling. Help us to be blameless. Help us to have a conscience that is given unto you. We thank you for being there through every word that is spoken, through every deed that occurs. You are good, and you surround us, O God. You protect us, and you make us whole. God, we lift up our day to you. Early in the morning, we cry out to you, O God. And thank you for being who you are. You fill our homes with your spirit, O God. You fill our hearts with love, and there is no one like you in all the earth. And so, God, we pray that you guide our steps today. Help us to honor you. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, O God. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And all God's people said amen. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we hope to see you at Ray of Hope Christian Church at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning for worship together. And thank you, and join us again here for our Ray of Hope prayer call at 7:14 next Wednesday morning as well. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.